Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Jake, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to
Merry Christmas. We're here. It's Christmas. Mm-hmm. The year of podding, and it led us up to Christmas. You a big fan of Christmas?
It's all right. I like the Christmas period. The merriment, the joy, the hanging out with loved ones.
The booze?
Sometimes, yeah. Try to go overdo it, but yeah. Christmas Day itself, though, I find to be somewhat pressurised and anticlimactic and a little bit too much. But the period, love it.
Yeah, I'm so with you. Christmas Eve's always better than Christmas Day, isn't it?
Yes.
I have got your little Christmas present.
Yeah.
I have. Shall I go get it?
Seriously?
Yeah, genuinely. Okay, I'll grab it. It's Christmas, mate.
It's annoying when people get you a Christmas present and then you've not got them one and then you feel, oh my God, really? Seriously?
You say that, I thought it was agreed on the group chat that we would get each other presents in the intro.
Yes, okay.
Not to worry.
Was it really?
Not to worry. But
yeah. I'm going to get you a present.
Actually, before we do you, should we do... I've got a little present for producer Sam.
Go on.
Sam? So just a little bit of context about Sam. He always, other than today, he's a certain clothing he likes to always... There we go. He likes to always wear. And he's moving... I hope you don't mind me sharing this, Sam. You're moving to the West Country very soon, which is my neck of the woods.
So you got him...
So I've got him. And I genuinely think this is going to suit him. It's not a complete joke gift.
Struggling to do that around the camera. Bang. Oh, mate!
I think that'll look nice on him.
What a genuinely really nice thing.
He always has a hat on, other than today. Should hopefully fit your head. It just about fit.
Mate, you look fucking brilliant.
He looks
in
apart,
that.
Doesn't he?
You look absolutely brilliant in that.
He really looks apart.
You look like an absolute geezer.
Sorry.
Oh God, it's getting a bit emotional now, isn't it?
It's lovely.
I've also got producer Connor Summit, but he's not here.
Where is he then?
I don't.
He should be here.
Yeah, he should be here.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a drink last night.
Maybe overdid it last night. I don't know. Do you know what? Maybe he's working on his novel.
I don't know. You've recently redone your house. So
yeah.
Got your little addition to the house. You might already have some of these.
Do you know what? I can't have this.
You can have it.
Do you know what, mate? I can't take it. Oh, I've wrapped it now. Who did the wrapping?
Zoe.
Yeah.
You might already have some of these.
I don't know what these are. Vinyl coasters.
Yeah.
Come here.
I thought it looked nice.
Got a few. Vinyl bits, aren't they? Smell gorgeous as well.
Oh, thank you. And then, there you go.
Oh, that is nice. Really, really lovely.
Nice little addition for the coffee table.
Thank you, mate.
That's right.
You know what? Shall I use these for our drinks now?
Nice idea. Lovely little idea.
Oh, mate, these are great.
I don't think it's actually a specific track on it.
I think it is. It is. Yeah.
Who is it?
How do I open these?
Nice. I'm not sure. We'll sort that before
I'll pass it to your mum and he's like, sort it out.
I've got you another little thing, which is a bit more for today. Well, for tonight. I've got you something. What do we normally do? I stay at yours.
Yeah.
After the podcast.
Yeah.
What do we normally do when we go back to
yours? You haven't bought lube, have you?
No.
Right.
Already had that.
Get Domino's.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Oh, well, get some to eat. Get a little It's on me tonight.
This is just the most beautiful thing. Mate, you are all right, you know.
No, it's all right, isn't it?
How much is on here?
15.
Nice.
Minimum.
15 to 150. You couldn't possibly put lower than that on there. Come here, you.
And then I'll for producer Connor, I'll just tell you what,
because
he's not
there.
I've got him a so he likes beer, as we know.
Yeah.
He likes cold beer.
Yeah.
And he likes Arsenal, so I've got him like a Arsenal tankard, which you put in the freezer, and then you get a room temperature beer.
Arsenal.
You can pour it in it, and it'll freeze your drink or cool your drink. So he's not there.
Mate, you are brilliant.
Right, what have you got me, man?
Right, so tune into our New Year's episode with Olga Koch, where we'll be seeing what presents Liam's got to see him into the new year. But for now, we've got a great guest called Ed Jones, who's...
He is great, isn't he, Ed Jones?
Fuck! How have I fucked this so fucking hard? You've literally done so well.
It's not the atmosphere I was hoping.
No, it's not. It's not. No, no. Do you know what it is? It's just because I'm kicking myself because of how amazingly you've done. These are so great. They're not real songs either. They're all puns to do with like tea and stuff. Yeah. You got Protect the Surface, Rest on Me, Tea Time, Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, it's puns on the No Marks on the Table.
Yeah, Cover good. And Protect. You could use this for something else.
Sexual jokes. For this intro.
Ed Jones. One of the best online comedians, sketch comedians working in the UK today. Fantastic actor. We're both a little bit obsessed with him, aren't we?
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's one of them who you watch early on. Like when we started doing videos.
That's how it's done.
You watch him early on, you go, that's what I want to aspire to.
That's how it's done,
He's great. He's brilliant.
He's going to be a very good quizzer as well, you can just tell.
Yeah.
Let's bring him in and let's have a lovely time.
He'll be here any moment.
Come here, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, and joining us in our very festive pub quiz team this week is a comedian and a writer who, with just an off-white wall as a backdrop, has turned online sketches into an art form. He is one of the best in the business. It's Ed Jones. Oh, I'm sorry, I started to laugh at the end.
Bless you, boys.
I'll be honest with you, not all of the intros have such poetry in them.
That was
but this has been
moving.
Written by our producer in such a beautiful way. Which I think is a testament to what a fan as a podcast we are of you and your work.
Our next guest, 65 kgs, 5'9". That's what a lovely thing to say.
Normally it's just a wiki intro.
Yeah.
It's just like
he's
comedian from Catford.
Sometimes you can tell when the Googling has been done minutes before the podcast begins. But thanks for having me, gents.
Firstly, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Yuletide. Greetings unto you and yours.
This is a great way to spend Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Can I bring a little bit of fun?
Yeah, please.
Well, firstly, actually.
We'll make a first in 50 episodes. Firstly,
yeah. bit of early fun. Jake, first up, a little bit of fun for you. Should I write with today?
No,
it's a festive pen. Label still on, can get returned.
Do you know what? It is just the most wonderful time of the year.
It really is.
This is great.
We've got a little hat as well.
Look at that, really cutting off the blood flow to the head.
It's so tight.
It really is. That is so flammable.
That's lovely. For many, many weeks now, our audience has really come round to the idea that he does look like Arthur Christmas.
There is a certain resemblance, isn't there?
And this is not helping your cause at all.
This is it now, yeah.
Thank you for this.
That's all right, mate.
I think it might be the first presents we've ever exchanged to each other.
I think it might be, you know?
Yeah.
Don't think we ever bought each other anything, have we? We actually get a bit stingy about rounds sometimes. So.
Yeah, it's nice. This is lovely. This is really nice.
I often end up bank transferring you £6 for my chips at the end of the night.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. Not today.
It's Christmas. It is Christmas.
A Christmas pen. That's another thing that is a lovely thing about Christmas is everything just becomes the Christmas thing. Going from a Christmas drink. It's my Christmas dress.
I do my Christmas tax return. Nice and
oh, I might have a Christmas wank. That's lovely, isn't it? I have a Christmas wank. You have a Christmas wank, don't you?
What, on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
I reckon, I have a theory, I just thought of this. I reckon Christmas Day is the day of the year where the least sex happens.
I think there might be a lot of early morning coitus, Christmas coitus going on.
Do you think?
I think if you're not with family, and sometimes there's a certain, dare I say it, there's a frisson with being around family and there still being some kind of level of sexual desire. Not speaking from any experience whatsoever. This is just...
Ed just remembered this is going out.
I'm a Christmas pervert. That's what you need to know.
Ed on Christmas Day. Mum, Dad, come round. I was on this podcast. I haven't listened to this.
Sometimes I get quite aroused at my parents' place.
Okay. I used to actually run in and sort of say, Mum and Dad, it's Christmas. Now I just listen outside the door.
He came.
All those white footsteps up there. Oh, no. That is horrible. What does Christmas Day look like for you, Ed Jones?
Christmas Day looks like for me. It's, tell you what, as the years have gone on, and I age relentlessly, I think it's now become a very sedate affair. So it's all like, whereas I used to be up at like crack of dawn, now it's leisurely. It's making a Christmas coffee. It's having a Christmas wake.
I have a Christmas coffee. It's I'll have a Christmas breakfast.
It's now, because I've got like seven nieces and nephews. Wow. So you kind of pass on, you sacrifice Christmas. Christmas is no longer about you in any way. Yeah. It's just about serving the next generation.
Because I've got a similar number of nieces and nephews. Really? How old are yours?
Mine are kind of like the Von Trapps. They line up from like 12 down to 5.
Honestly, I'm in the exact same boat.
Really?
And I want to ask, what do you do for presents?
Oh, mate, if you think about it, and even, you know, we're in a cost of living crisis, but if you think £10 a present...
And that doesn't get you much.
It doesn't get you much these days.
Get you much.
Imagine when you were a kid, getting a tenner in a card, you'd be like... But now... And if you're doing that for £70 worth, if you do that for birthdays as well,
that's what I'm thinking. And that's for a shit present. That's for like none of them being like, oh, I'm really pleased what my uncle Liam's got me.
Yeah,
it's just like, well,
and their standards for presents are so much higher than anything you can think of. Like if you get them a book, they'll be like, generally fuck off, Uncle Ed. Don't try and make me read.
But then what happens
stuff.
Is we end up £70 out of pocket for no sort of gratitude.
Yeah.
And sort of rightly so, like the lack of gratitude.
Case, you need to step it up to be £20
a present. Yeah, but then it goes 140, and then it's like, what price can you put on gratitude?
Because if you go the other way,
140.
But either that
bit
or you go
gratitude,
or you spend too much in a bid to be like favourite uncle. Because are you competing with other uncles and aunties?
There's a few, but I reckon I'm. Yeah,
your fave.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, you're on TikTok though.
You're on TikTok.
You're going to be much cooler than that.
That's priceless.
What do they do?
What are you doing?
Well, enough to be able to afford more than £10 Mr. fucking TikTok over here. Anyway, enjoy your new rollerblades. What did Liam get you? Oh, a finger skateboard.
TikTok shop.
And use the discount code if you want to get one for your friends, actually. What does Christmas Eve look like? Are you going out on the lash? Are you staying in with family?
I did it once, a Christmas Eve lash, and I think it was the biggest mistake I ever made. But it's also like it's a very fun time for like when in your early 20s.
Oh, it's
if you're doing a Christmas Eve lash and you're seeing all the people from school and stuff, there's something very ethereal about Christmas Eve pints.
Yes.
There's an extra little 10% in them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think nowadays it's like, I'm barely staying up past 9 p.m.
Well, occasionally the last few years I have sort of tried to dip my toe back into the Christmas Eve pint. We're very close together. Yeah. I have tried to dip my toe in your mouth, allegedly. And I feel sort of like, I don't know, I feel like an old man that's confused by the world, sort of. I don't know, I used to recognise everyone.
This isn't
me
anymore.
No one I know is here, and it's all very busy and loud. I will still probably dip my toe in again, but it's not really for me. What about you, Liam? What's your Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve? No, I can't really remember a time of going out getting battered on Christmas Eve, but what's happened a few times, last few years, there's been a big...
I got Christmas battered.
No, you got Christmas... Yeah.
We're talking about Christmas Eve drinks.
Liam's battered.
Didn't say what time of day it is. It's 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Liam's passed out in his own sick.
I've done the Christmas party.
The last few years, there's been some big bash-ups. I normally go down to my family...
That's on a poster in your hometown. Come, it's £3 entry for a Christmas bash-up.
Larry's finest Christmas bash-up. We are open till 1 a.m. tonight.
Come down to Prism for a Christmas bash-up. Got pretty smashed on the 23rd.
Yeah, nice.
So then it rocks off Christmas Eve. So last couple of years, I've been... My girlfriend's had to pull over in a lay-by driving home for Christmas.
Really?
That's not in the song. Pulling over in a lay-by, being sick in the Cotswolds.
Nice place to do it, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But,
lovely place to do it.
Anyway,
Merry Christmas.
Christmas is a time of many things. It is also a time of quiz.
Hey, very nice.
Yeah, thank you. Laboured, was that segue?
I think that's fine? Smooth.
It's all right.
You don't love it.
Santa landing
on
the
rooftop.
Okay. Fucking hell, the Christmas joy went quite quickly with you, didn't it? That's fine.
It would have been fine if we didn't linger on it. I think now it's...
I would say that your sort of negativity disdain is even more harsh with the hat. I think the hat sort of like emphasises any emotion and puts it under a microscope, doesn't it? When you're joyful, it's really joyful. When you're pissed off, the hat. You've ruined Christmas.
I think Christmas does that though in general. Anyone who's happy feels really happy at Christmas. Anyone who's miserable is very miserable at Christmas.
That's very wise and insightful.
Yeah, well, I can do that as well. Got it all.
do that. Microsoft Office, I could do that.
Ed, do you have a Christmas fact for us?
A Christmas
No, it doesn't fact. Have to be Christmassy.
I think a Christmas fact. What I found out is that originally Christmas puddings made of meat. What do we think about that?
I'm shocked by that.
Yeah.
I sort of assumed that mince pies would have been made
out
of meat.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because mince pies were also originally made of meat. Keep what? Listing Christmas things. They were tangerines. They were made of meat.
Santa, so stockings originally.
He was a byproduct of the sausage industry.
Stockings, they used to fill them with meat.
With meat, of course.
I'm telling you. I mean, mostly a Christmas bash would include just bashing meat. Just bashing meat everywhere.
It's greetings cards, meetings cards.
That's, I've got a lovely chicken leg in the cards. That's really nice. That's a really nice fact, that. Yeah.
That was essentially, if you Google Christmas facts, the first things are like, everything you know and love used to be made of meat. That's it.
I have a few Christmas facts off the top of my head I'd like to share with you guys. I think everyone knows this, but the Christmas tree in Trafalgar Square is always donated by Norway. It's just a part of our UK-Norway relations that they always just give us a massive
that's tree. Present.
Special
just
relationship.
A present. It's a present. Every year's present. I don't know what we give back.
And to our Norwegian listeners, thank you.
Thank you, unreservedly.
Do appreciate that. Massively.
Thank you, Your Majesty, for everything. My other fact is that the presents in the 12 Days of Christmas all add up to 364.
I assume that would be a question. In
maybe I've jumped the gun.
Christmas quit. It could be here, but we know that we've got that. That's safe.
I've got a little Christmas question for you. Just as a little warm up. Just a little warm up. Well, I just thought loosely Christmas.
Yeah.
Just a little warm up for the quiz. Does a penguin have feathers, fur, or skin? What are they covered in?
Wow. Great
feathers,
question.
Fur, or skin?
Feathers, fur, or skin?
I'm going to say fur. Okay. Like the tree.
I don't think it's feathers.
Okay.
I'm inclined to go with fur, but for
don't feel like you have
for
to
a bit
go
of Christmas drama, I'm going to go with skin.
You know what? I think it's a good question because everyone's seen a penguin. And we're like, yeah, well, we should know this. We should know this.
We all know what a penguin is.
Shall I give
that's
you a little?
That's the genius of it. That's the beauty of it. We've all seen a penguin. We've literally all seen a penguin.
Shall I tell you the answer?
Yes, please.
Well, I'll give this as a clue. See if this helps you. Think of a baby penguin. You know, when you see a little.
They're full of fur, aren't they?
Or feathers, or skin.
Feathers.
We should have said. I knew we should have said feathers.
It's annoying because I have seen a penguin.
You've seen a penguin. Really setting us up on a neg energy for this. A zero from zero so far.
We're giving ourselves questions to get wrong.
I know.
Okay, lovely facts. What should our team name be? We always like to ask our guests what our team name should be.
Well, hey, considering it's Christmas, I think silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really genuinely, because sort of a peek behind the curtain here, we just realised we should probably make the fact and team name Christmassy. So the fact that you didn't
we're just
go
going
with,
off it.
It's Christmas.
I mean, it's a delightful thing that Chris and Quiz sound
yeah,
quite
it's beautiful, isn't it?
As you're in safe hands.
So
there.
We're going, one more time.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city of London.
Is this
today?
Where we are.
For audio listeners, we've upgraded from the paper scripts and we're doing it on an iPad. Is this your iPad, Jake?
It's my iPad, yeah.
I cannot stress enough, this is the filthiest screen of an iPad. It's like a layer.
Yeah.
There's a layer on it.
It's
like sandpaper.
Yeah.
I'd actually feel a bit uneasy touching
it. No, it's not filth.
What is
it? It's a screen protector that has a paper-like texture to it.
Is it?
Yeah. So when you're writing on it, it feels like you're writing on paper. I promise you.
Okay.
And also a thin layer of cum as well.
For protection.
But that's just for protection. For protection. Honestly, and that's just cum.
Okay,
yeah.
Appreciate that. So, each week we get a genuine pub quiz sent in from a genuine quiz master, and it wouldn't be Christmas without the appearance of our old friends. So we welcome back our rather mucky quizmaster gladiator. It's Dean, a.k.a. Quizface, who does his quiz at the Mucky Duck in Brighton. Now, Dean is a prolific quizmaster.
He sent in about four or five quiz.
And they're top tier.
They're very good. We're quite excited. Ed actually listens to the pod, so you may have answered some of
these. I'm a fan of the show.
Ed will know Dean inside out.
Much to Dean's delight.
So should we find out what Dean's given us?
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
Merry Christmas unto you.
For our Christmas quiz. So round one is science, English, maths and geography. Or SMEG for short.
Oh, Dean. Okay.
Oh, Dean. It's the mucky duck.
Yeah, it's the mucky duck.
What do you expect?
Oh, dear.
You know what it is? It's a bit of Christmas fun.
It's a bit of Christmas film.
A little bit of Christmas SMEG. So, question...
Birthdays have the same effect, actually. I'm having my birthday tea. Your mum ringing you. So, have you had your birthday lunch then? Yeah, I've had my birthday meal deal, mum.
I'm a birthday shower. I just had a birthday sacking at work.
I had a birthday HR meeting. That was pretty good. I kept talking about SMEG at work.
Okay. So, question one. Slick Dench Arse, arse by A-R-S-E, is an anagram for which well-known person associated with Christmas? So we're going to do the old anagram circle, right? Yes. The letters
slick
out.
Slick Dench Arse.
So Slick Dench is in Judy Dench. Arse as in...
Boys, I think I might have it.
Oh,
straight away.
I think it might be Charles Dickens.
Oh, wow. Absolutely fantastic.
I think it might be Charles Dickens.
I've got a really good feeling about this. You've come straight in there with an anagram question, which are hard to get anyway, but now, also with a little bit of sort of English literature knowledge.
Speaking as a fan of the show, I think you boys are very, very good at when you know an answer, but you don't want to push it too hard. Mm-hmm. You're like, is it maybe this thing? And then the two of you are very good at being like, yeah, it could be that, actually. It could be that. To make your guests feel at ease, which is a sensational skill in itself.
Wow. You know
what I've done is the opposite of that and be like, okay, give me the paper. Okay, yeah. Okay, it's Charles Dickens, give me that pen. Yep, come on, boys, next one.
You know what, as the first guest who's actually listened to the podcast, I'm enjoying hearing our performance.
I'll do a lot of analysis as we go. Let's get the interactive whiteboard.
I feel quite emotional that someone's listened to it.
Yeah, same.
It's really nice.
It's just a bit of Christmas emotion.
Is anagrams always something you've been good at?
Awful at anagrams. That's a real just, shot in the dark. I think it was the D and the ick together. Yeah. And you got Dickens. Yeah. It all just starts when it tumbles, it falls out.
That's
of you.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's a phrase.
As they say, when it tumbles,
it falls
down.
When it tumbles, it falls down.
Really, 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 really love having you here, but not a phrase. I'll tell you what, when it rains, it tumbles.
Analysing his own genius. You know, with these ones, when it tumbles, it can fall right down to the Merry Christmas.
Miss you like the desert, Mr. Rough and Tumbles.
Question two. Change these elements into their chemical symbols. He always does one of these.
I love it when he does this.
Classic textbook D.
This is textbook D.
Yeah.
In the order that they are written to reveal a Christmassy word. So, krypton.
Uh-huh.
Americium.
Could well be, couldn't it?
Americium. Americium, plutonium, sulfur.
Hey, a good thing about doing this on the iPad is that all three of us can
have a look.
We're all looking at it.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Krypton, America.
I've probably butchered that.
Americium, Americium sounds good. We're going with that.
Krypton, Americium.
So what I've done in the past with these ones is first draft is assume that every element uses the first letter of its name. I'm aware that letters PB, and a lot of the time it does. But it's a good starting point. So if you were to do that, you'd get K, A, P, and S.
Does anyone know any of these for sure?
The am feels like am. Boys, we are trying to quiz. The am, americium feels like am, right? Mm. That's not one of your famous ones, which is like you say, lead or iron or whatever. Sulfur is definitely S.
Okay.
U?
It is.
Or is it just S? No, it could just be S.
PL.
PL.
Krypton. I thought krypton was a fictional thing in Superman.
And they're in order that they are written. Okay, so you think, Camplasu. Camplasu. Or it could be like... it can't be Santa, can it? Krypton.
Greg's in the room, by the way. If you know who Greg is, lovely little Easter egg. Oh, Christmas egg for you.
Easter Greg.
You know the clip?
That's nice. A Christmas Easter Greg.
We'll get you back on in March. We'll get you back on in March. You know the clip where your caricature gets printed on?
Yeah.
It was a posted out on TikTok recently. There was a comment saying, finally, we get to see what Greg looks like.
Wow. Yeah,
so there is a demand.
There's an appetite for Greg.
Yeah.
That's really difficult, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think. Well, let's park.
Should we? Because it's one we can come back to.
Yeah, we'll keep thinking on it.
Yeah, okay. 3.
12 days of quiz maths. I'm going to give you a mathematical equation using the 12 days of Christmas. When totaled up correctly, it should equal to another day from the 12 days of Christmas. For example, French hens plus turtle doves equals 5 gold rings. 2 plus 3 equals 5.
Okay.
So we've got a few maths equations here. Should we just...
I need to explain to me again.
So we got an equation using the 12 days of Christmas. Totaled up correctly, it should equal another day from the 12 days of Christmas. So it should only equal up to 12.
Yeah.
Okay, so
sorry, I instantly just assumed.
So I think the answer, we need to say the number plus what that is in the 12 days of Christmas.
Yes, certainly, yeah.
So, geese are laying. How many geese are laying?
Well, if you think,
is it two or three? Oh, I might be well off.
Five gold rings.
Four to two.
So she's given us two French hens, three
turtles. Two calling birds. And a part, so it's more than five. Six
geese are laying?
Yeah. Six.
Seven...
Swans are singing.
Yeah.
Eight. That could be. It could be eight.
Eight geese are laying. Okay. Okay.
Well, let's see. And you take that and divide it by turtle doves. So that's two.
Yeah.
So it's whatever the geese is divided by two, and then we get the day. So actually, it won't be an odd number.
That's very true.
So we know it'll be an even number. So I think it's. I think it could be eight.
How many geese are laying? Were we saying?
How many geese are laying in your mind?
I think it could be eight. Should we try and sing the song and just see about...
What I've done here is I've listed out the numbers.
Yep.
And I think maybe we just...
That's a lovely idea.
You know what I mean? We'll just match up what we've got.
Really into that.
So,
and he's done it with the Christmas pen.
12. 12. Calling birds.
Calling birds.
Really nice.
No,
four that feels... Birds. Four calling birds. We know where we stand with four calling birds.
Five to one is the problem.
So five gold rings we know.
Everyone knows that one.
Yeah.
That's the main one.
We've got to start somewhere.
No,
everyone knows that one. Five gold rings. Four...
Calling birds.
Yeah, yeah. Three French hens.
Two turtle doves. Partridge in a pear tree.
French.
A Nintendo Switch.
Turtle doves. Partridge. Pear.
So, can anyone think of any others?
Yeah, so
Piper's piping.
12. So we've got
ladies dancing. Maids are milking. I think it's milking. Eight maids are milking.
Do you?
Drummers drumming.
Eight, maids are milking. Seven, pipers piping.
Six.
Swans are swimming.
I think six or seven is swans geese swimming for sure.
Okay, 12. I think that feels
could
strong.
Be, could it be 12 geese are laying? Could it be the...
It could be.
This is a nightmare.
It's quite early
it's either 12, 10, 8 or 6.
For French hen.
For geese are laying.
This is a nightmare.
I don't think it's 10. Don't think it's 10.
This is really like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, it can't be that. It can't be Tuesday. No, it's not that.
We did have a call a friend segment.
Phone a friend segment.
Or phone a relative.
Yeah. Phone a relative.
Well, Father Christmas, I guess, for this one.
It was a limited feature in the pod because it went well the first time we did it, and then we asked someone another guest to do it, and they said, I'm not calling anyone for this. what do you call your boyfriend like? For this? Wouldn't have thought so.
Do you honestly think I would waste someone's time with
this? Do you honestly think I'm going to call? He's in the middle of something. And for this?
And we've never done it since.
Yeah, we've not done it since. Do you know what? We do have a friend in the room though. Greg.
Should we phone a friend? Should we phone
Greg?
Let's phone Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, how are you?
Hey, yeah, good, thanks.
any thoughts on this one?
I have no idea. To be honest, I barely understand the question, but I think you're right on eight being the number of
geese laying.
This is really like when they clearly don't know the answer. Yeah, yeah. But they have to keep talking for the rest of the 30 seconds.
If I was
going to
be involved in this
pub quiz
pod, I was like, hoping it would be a different question to this.
Yeah, 10 seconds left, Greg. 10 seconds left.
Divided by two, so it's four, right?
Oh, eight, so that's coming up for Greg.
Okay,
right. Greg there. Helpful? Not really, to be honest with you.
I think eight's...
Yeah, let's go. Okay, good. So we're looking for eight.
The answer is four, which we know is four... What did you write, Jake?
We know that's
four,
calling birds.
Four calling birds.
Great.
Yeah.
So just talk me through that maths again. We've gone eight times two, which is 16.
Eight divided by two.
So geese multiplied by French
hens. It's multiplied.
So if it's 8 times 2, that's 16. And then we divide that by the number of turtle doves.
Oh, God.
Which is 3.
Which is 2.
Which doesn't work.
Which is 2.
3 French.
No, beg your pardon.
I just thought it was whatever Geese Lane was divided by
so
two.
So if we think Geese Lane is eight, multiplied by French hens, which we think is three, that takes 24.
Divide that by three.
Divide that by two. Divide you keep thinking two. Turtle doves is three.
Turtle doves is 12.
So then it's 12.
And we don't know what 12 is, so the whole thing's been a waste.
So for you at home, it is geese laying multiplied by French hens, and you need to take that total and divide it by turtle doves. Have a go. We are.
What do we think? So, 12. Right, so we think it's 12, and what do we think 12 is? 12.
I don't mind Piper's Piping. Man.
Oh, I think it is Piper's Piping. Billy Piper's Piping.
Piper's Piping. Okay, so we've gone Piper's Piping for question two, round one.
Yes.
Oh no, that's question three.
Oh, fucking hell.
What was question two?
Question two is crypto.
Oh, we don't know that yet, do we? Yeah.
Oh, number four. We do like to sort of G ourselves up for a potential 5 out of 5 round. This is not the one.
It's tough because I really, really need to do well at quizzes. So this already, I feel like I'm letting the whole team
down. What do you mean you need to do well at quizzes?
I just deep set in me in life. You need to be good at absolutely everything.
Do you quiz a lot?
I love a quiz. Yeah. There's one in Crofton Park that I go to sometimes. That's a good quiz. Yeah. Very good quiz here. Lovely little quiz in Crofton Park. But I get too invested in it. So I'm trying to play it cool today.
Yeah.
Which isn't really working.
This is you playing it cool.
You know what though? We do like it if a guest does get a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. There's no shame in that on the pod. No shame in that.
No shame is bloody going for it.
Yeah. Question four. Which Australian island sees millions of red crabs make an annual mass migration to the sea to lay their eggs in the ocean?
Christmas Island.
It's Christmas Island.
Gotta be.
Straight in there.
Oh, if this was a non-Christmas episode, I wouldn't have got that.
I agree, actually.
Just to show my working, I just wouldn't have got that.
And question five, bit cryptic geography for us. Which US state would you find Klaus Geller?
Is he a guy or is he a place?
He's a US state. I'd imagine it's a...
Klaus Geller,
he moves around. Yeah. I don't know where he is today.
Klaus Geller, Monica's German cousin.
I assume the Christmas element to this is just Klaus. It's not going to be not a Christmassy state we're looking for.
It's Claus Geller.
Claus Geller.
Yeah. As in Santa's surname.
Claus Geller.
Okay.
It's the Christmas round. So do we want the only Christmas part of this is Klaus. We were all in agreement. Well, obviously, Klaus is the Christmas part. No point to me thinking Claus. He's sat there in a Santa's hat. He's sat there in a Santa Claus hat going, it's going to be the Klaus thing.
Mid-noughties DJ. Yeah, yeah.
Should we have one last look at...
Santa Monica.
That's exactly what it is. Santa Claus, Monica Geller. Your funny joke was the key to it.
Of course.
We should have followed that all the way along.
Klaus Geller.
It's Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Wow. Where's Santa Monica?
Where is Santa Monica, guy? I want to say California.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Well done, everyone.
Hey, you did all the heavy lifting there, brother.
No, you think it was all you. No, it was a lot of me. It was actually... Mostly,
actually.
Okay.
One last look at the chemical symbols.
You've got this.
No, I don't. I think the middle bit will be amp. It'll end with amps, I think. So it's, but krypton could be anything. But can you think of any Christmas word that ends in, or a middle section being amps of the word?
Amps.
Stamp.
This is so hard.
I'm going to say some Christmas words now.
Yuletide. No, it's not that though, is it?
Yuletide, jingle, Santa, reindeer, snow, snowman,
eggnog,
Christmas tree, carving,
cracker.
I did think crackers to start with, but I don't.
Crackers?
Yeah,
actually really could be crackers.
Should we do crackers?
Yeah. Correct.
I thought that earlier on. I just thought I don't
think Christmas crackers, the three of us.
Okay, should we do the answers?
We'd like a little bit more appreciation of that, Liam. That's fine.
Truth is, I want listening.
We're all a little bit Christmas crackers. Liam, we're all a bit. Liam.
Liam, wake up.
Liam, we're all a bit. Sorry.
Wake up, Liam.
Sorry, mate, can I just lean across? Liam, we're all a bit Christmas crackers.
Your car veered off the road.
So, to be honest,
Christmas pissed.
It's a Christmas car crash.
He's in a metaphorical lay-by at the minute. So, Slick Dench asks, you were straight in there, Ed, with Charles Dickens.
Come on.
Bang on. It's correct.
Great.
Bang on.
Number two, the elements to their to their symbols make the word Krampus.
Krampus.
Oh, we really had it.
We had the amp. You were right. Yeah. That's tough, though. Krampus.
Krampus.
Yeah.
Fair play.
What is Krampus? Master.
Isn't it some... It's from a... Is it Dutch?
I don't know if I can say this. But is it Dutch?
I thought it was some like Christmas Dutch goblin.
The hat.
What am I thinking of?
That the hat makes everything feel so much more intense. It's got to be. It's the Dutch. It's a Dutch Christmas goblin.
Who's drunk? Granddad's going out with Christmas. Is it Dutch? Is it Dutch? No, it's Strictly Come Dancing, Granddad.
No, it's just vodka.
I don't think you're wrong. I think it is a Germanic. I think it's some sort of Germanic.
Like an evil Christmas.
Christmas Krampus.
Yeah.
Fair play.
The maths. So the sum, which we worked out. So it's 9 ladies dancing.
Okay.
Well, where did that come in? He didn't answer about
that. He's asked about French hens, didn't he?
Yeah. Geese are laying multiplied by French hens.
Oh, yeah, equals 9 ladies dancing.
Oh, sorry, that's the answer. It's 3 French hens times 6, so it was 6 to 18, divided by 2 is 9, and that's... Yeah, we weren't very close, really.
No,
we were skirting on the outside of it.
We knew it was an even number above 5.
Yeah.
That's about as far as we got.
You know where you are.
Which Australian island sees all the crabs go there? It's Christmas Island.
Mm. Well done.
And then finally,
he's checked out the round. There's a couple of big wrong answers that's really affected him badly there. And now it's just like, let's just get through the rest of the day.
He's in a Christmas and then,
let's get through that's the rest fine. Of the day.
Finally, Klaus Geller is in California. Well done, Ed.
Hey.
Well done, Ed.
Well, it's
team effort, I think. Well, that one wasn't
would
it?
Would you have got California?
No, we together we got it.
You got Santa Monica there.
So that's a 3 out of 5.
All right,
for the Smeg round.
That's fine. It's not quite good enough.
It's not brilliant.
No.
It could have been worse, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take that.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Best Christmas present you ever had?
I got my brother once gave me like a very early version of a drone in like maybe 2007. And he'd like just got his first job and he went a bit mad buying everyone quite fancy Christmas presents, and he got me like a remote control flying UFO
that
thing.
Is very cool.
That like straight away used it, flew it into the Christmas tree, half the needles all came down at like 11 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. Like, day ruined, everyone just like no music playing, stony silence, but great friends to be fair.
Liam?
Same year, got a little table football and a pool table.
A mini pool table as well.
Yeah, well, pool table is sort of big, probably size of this table for audio listeners. That mean nothing.
Size of a pool table.
There's no funny story to that, but
yeah, nice.
Didn't fly it into a tree or anything, but yeah.
Just a really happy memory.
Yours, Jake?
I always like getting remote control cars.
There is something distinctly Christmassy really about remote control.
Yeah.
I remember I really kept on for a Scale Electrics one year. Like, I think it was quite close to Christmas. I think my parents already bought most of my presents. And I was going, I really want Scale Electrics. And then they bought it. I don't think you'll play with it. I was like, I love this Scale Electrics. Never played with it. Felt awful.
Never played with it?
No,
why?
They probably spent quite a lot on it. I got it out and then I just wanted as fun as I thought it would be. And then
once
I
done
sold
it, once,
it sold
yeah,
it at car boot for about 15
once
quid.
Done it once, it's just going.
And also, you don't really have that much control. Like, I know the racing element's exciting. You go, but you can't get good at it. It's just pressing a button, isn't it?
Yeah. I can see why video games are taking off.
Yeah.
They are much better.
Yeah.
I always feel bad when my mum gets me like Clothes is bad, isn't it?
Clothes is bad. Because,
clothes from parents are bad.
Yeah.
It's always like, just don't, please don't.
Yeah, my mum was adamant on buying me shoes all the time, and I was like, can you just stop buying me shoes? Because it kept being like these like Clark's clogs.
Yeah.
And I was like 18, and I was like, just take it
quite
back.
Quite fashionable now, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a Clark's clog now.
Is it?
Very fashionable, very fashionable. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Not fashionable.
Oh no!
Hey, come on now.
Oh, we've had a Christmas slump.
What did you say when he came in this morning? He's like, "You look great."
You look great.
You know, actually, that
you
was
look
nice.
Really nice.
That
man.
Was nice
this
of you. No, it's not. Old as. Look back.
No, it's not. You're wrong. It's shit.
Try to bring this guy up. I'll tell you what, No, it's not. It's right. It's old, you prick.
Right, round two. This is quite fitting, Jake, actually, what we've just been talking about, because what's the topic of round two?
Toys, games, food, and jokes.
Now we're talking.
Wow.
Or TGF and jokes.
Yeah.
Thank God for food and jokes. Okay, here we go. So,
this is far back. I can feel it. We're going to be good at this. Yeah. We're going to be good at this. We're
going to
be very good at this.
Quite. You're having a bit of a sort of emotional...
We've got to get 5 out of 5 of a Christmas pen.
Number one. What was the highest selling Christmas toy in the UK in 1996? The toy sold out extremely quickly, with some stores completely selling out within 20 minutes of opening on Christmas Eve.
I think I might have an inkling of this.
Please.
Yeah.
So I remember my mum trying to go and buy one of these for one of my older brothers.
How old are you, Ed?
It's career suicide, isn't it? I'm 45. No. imagine that. I'm 33
don't,
now.
You don't have to tell. You're 33.
Good Lord, 33.
I'm 32 years old.
Do you feel it? It's just slipping away, isn't it? Everything's just slowly slipping into the ether.
Everything's slipping away and... everything's slipping away. And
it's Christmas time.
everything you sort of... I think when you're young...
Yeah.
The sort of things you haven't achieved just sort of... give you a sense of internal endless possibility.
Yeah, of course.
And now they just present themselves as things you could have done.
Missed opportunities. Let's long the quiz. Let's just talk, boys.
Yeah.
What age does that say? Is it a bit of a 30 thing? Does that start to seep in, that feeling?
How old are you, if you're 25.
If you're 25.
You got your life ahead of you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on to it, dude. It's a precious gift. And it's the Thunderbirds Tracy Island. That's the toy. that's the toy we're going for. Okay.
Thunderbird Tracy Island.
I think that's what it was, because it was a bit, and then like Blue Peter made, they did like a make your own one, I think, because it was such a popular thing. My brother got one, and it was sick to be
And can
fair.
You link really that good. To, is that 96? You know that as 1996?
Yeah, I think it was just like such a seminal moment, because that was time of the monoculture. Everyone was just getting the same stuff.
But Thunderbirds is really quite old, isn't it? That's like, I want to say like 50s, 60s. So I'm surprised it had a big resurgence.
It's not been about for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm surprised it was like it had a big resurgence in the 90s.
I certainly remember the Blue Peter them making the
Fair enough.
One.
You know what I would have said? Maybe like could that be early console? 1996, could it have been like a Game Boy or something
that's
like
a
that?
Good point, isn't it? Really, you've thrown me off.
PlayStation.
Yeah, that's what I thought, PlayStation 1 or something like that.
Oh, crumbs.
Because that gives you something to link onto. You might go 1996, and Dean's a good quiz master, so I think he wouldn't just go a random year.
1996 sounds
like I think there'd be a bit of knowledge in the year of going, oh, hang on, that's when Sony launched.
Yeah.
So, it's just a suggestion. But you were adamant on Tracy Island.
I'm going to counter that and say, would you describe the PlayStation as a toy?
Toy. Crucial word
there, isn't it? That's my only thinking.
I think I would. I wouldn't dispute it with Dean if he said if it was... Because, but if he said console, it's just a toss-up.
Yeah, console
between,
gives the game away, doesn't it? Yeah.
What was the highest selling Christmas present? No, you would say toy.
No.
I have to say... Lads.
Yeah.
I think we can.
I think we're there.
We're
not a lad podcast, but feel free to call us it. Yeah.
It's I'm split between two of you.
I'm happy to go. I mean, I do want a Thunderbird. I do want a 5 out of 5.
It's a Christmas split decision.
Yeah. I do like you had a real strong gut feeling for Thunderbird and a story to back it up.
As soon as I saw it, I thought,
don't take this sort of anecdotal.
Don't take the romanticism
as a reason to go
but
for it. It's a charming story.
Draw
you
in
that one.
Yeah.
But getting in the mind of the quizmaster, I do think it feels a bit whimsical.
You lost a bit there.
I think that's just going. Well, what links back to 1996?
Well, I don't. I
think there'd be another link. To 1996 for people doing the quiz to latch onto and go.
Do you think it was Stuart Pearce scoring a penalty? It was Stuart Pearce.
Is the answer Stuart Pearce?
Is it Stuart Pearce? We're going
to
go with that.
I remember my mum queuing outside to get her Stuart Pearce. And
we're going to lock that in.
Let's go. Let's stick with Thunderbirds.
You're not happy about it?
No, I am.
I don't want to cause any riffs. This is a time of family together.
The riff is between you two. I mean...
it's a very friendly riff.
Yeah. Of course. Guys.
Jake, guys. All right, Jake, you get the deciding vote.
That's the only fair way. Democracy in action.
Yeah.
I think you may have convinced me to go with the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just want
to
say...
Guys, we're all on the same team.
It goes against... My usual inkling is always to go with the guests when we're in this situation.
But hey.
But you just seem very easy to walk over.
Yeah.
So I totally
agree. 100% agree. Let's do it, guys.
You do.
It's a Christmas doorman.
I want to give you, some money, actually. Put some in my pocket.
It was actually going to be used for lunch, but do you want my lunch
money? I think that's yours, actually.
There's something about...
I'm starting to now think PlayStation 1 might be a bit too... That might be a bit early for PlayStation 1. Because I had a PlayStation 1 when I was like 6, so it would have been 10 years old at that point, which maybe
also,
it was.
Actually,
maybe it was.
Hang on. When I was about 8, I remember the PlayStation 2. Oh, no, did it?
Yeah, I got my PS2 when I was about, I want to say I was 9, and I think that was quite
a big gap.
I think it was maybe 2000 that it came out.
The only other thing I'll tell you is Game Boy, but is that a bit late for Game Boy? I remember Game Boys being quite
Game Boy, I remember, unless it was a specific type of Game Boy, I remember playing Game Boys when I was like 5, which would be 97 to be fair.
Do you know what we've not considered? Tamagotchi.
Oy, oy, oy. This is question one.
Tamagotchi's a very good shout.
Tamagotchi.
Is there any other clues in the question, do we think?
It's a Christmas toy.
Clues in the question, isn't it?
You know what I mean? Has he given us anything to latch onto?
There's something in there. Was, I don't know, the. We've got highest dash selling. I don't know if there's something in the dash there. I don't know. The Tamagotchi community.
Is it, what about the title of a round?
Toys, games,
Tamagotchi.
G, Game Boy. Yeah. Food, you feed the Tamagotchi. And jokes.
Have a lot of laughs with the Tamagotchi.
You can.
Are we going to Tamagotchi? Do you know what? If you're now not sure about PlayStation, which we are, I think we're all a bit unsure about now because of the timings. Let's go with Easter Island.
Fucking hell.
Let's stick with Tracy Island.
This Christmas.
Let's stick with Tracy Island.
Treat the ones you love to a bespoke Easter Island puzzle.
Not sucked up at Easter eggs this Christmas. Don't worry. Morrison's got you covered. Tracy Island. I've got a Blue Peter badge.
Have you? What for?
I wrote a book review of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and I was one of the 200 runners-up that got a Blue Peter badge.
Oh, great.
And I was very proud of it. But
201 entries.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets you into stuff for free.
Mm. Really?
But
still?
Well, this is the problem. We had some American cousins visit London like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we were going to like Tower of London. My mum bought the Blue Peter badge and said, wear this and get in with it.
Fucking hell.
So I was there like 31 years old, like, I've got a Blue Peter badge. It was from a book review of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, which came out 20 years ago. Can I get it for free?
Bouncer with sunglasses.
I just said, Mum, I'll just
like, come this way, sir.
I cannot do that. I'll pay the entry fee. I can't possibly say that. But yeah, it does get you in free for stuff. Yeah. No one else got a BBB?
No.
Not at all.
Me. Question number 2. Toy Day is an annual Christmas themed event that takes place every year on December the 24th in which computer game franchise? Toy Day is a Christmas themed event that takes place every year on the 24th of December in which computer game franchise?
Computer game? I mean, what big
game
franchise? Not really. I've got quite an addictive personality, so if I like start playing, I'll be playing for like 9 hours.
You've had 3 coffees today.
I've had 3 coffees.
You've had 3 coffees today.
Say no more. And the bladder is screaming at me. But I think, Christmas, like game franchises, there aren't that many of them.
No.
They're like big, big pop culture ones.
Even people who are non-gamers, I feel, had a game they were very... I'm not a gamer, but James Bond...
Nightfire. Do you play GoldenEye on the N64?
It was Nightfire for me.
Nightfire. What a game that was.
I sort of just did the same multiplayer.
It's great. The multiplayer on that game.
It's
second to none.
Second to none.
In my opinion.
What was yours?
Tomb Raider. That was my big one.
Pervert.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know, mate. I know I am.
I actually really like Tomb Raider, just because of the user interface.
There was a great thing where, if like in the very early Tomb Raiders, if she like ran into a wall, and she would say no, and then you would like ask questions, be like, "Do you not fancy me?"
No. Yes. Yes. Come on.
And it's Christmas. It's Christmas Day. Come down.
Just, I knew she loved me. What was your game?
It was always FIFA.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, years I've lost to that game.
I could never get my head around shooter games. I just couldn't. I wasn't allowed them for a start when I was quite young. My parents were like, I think you might. This isn't good for your brain. And then when I did get into them, I just couldn't. It's just too fiddly. Couldn't get my head around it.
Do you Fortnite? Do you get into that?
No.
Because that makes me think, like, is that, if this isn't ringing any bells for us, is it just like a big thing?
I think it's something like Fortnite. I think
Dean like could be Minecraft a Fortnite, be Fortnite player.
Yeah, should we go Fortnite?
Is it a franchise?
I'd say it's a behemoth.
As soon as you've got merch.
I guess franchise. You're right, yeah. Question number 3. Which reindeer name would you get the most points in Scrabble just by adding up the tiles alone?
That's a lovely question.
Really good question.
Lovely.
Blitzen is my instant.
It's got Zed in there, isn't it?
Suggestion.
Nice.
10 for Zed, is it?
Yeah.
10 for Zed.
What else have we got? Donna.
Donna, you're getting nothing for.
Rudolph is quite a long name. I've just could
reindeer.
Be, could
I've not written the name of any reindeer.
Just collectively.
I've just written the name reindeer.
It's all of them.
Rudolph
could get a few.
Donna
Blitzen is nice.
Donna Dasher, won't be. Dasher
Dancer
won't be.
Dancer and Prancer, you're not getting
Dancer
much for.
Dancer Prancer, you're not getting much for.
Comet. You're not getting much for that.
I think it's a straight shootout between Rudolph and Blitzen. Yeah. Should we do the maths?
I'm up for quite gambling on Blitzen, you know.
I think the 10 of Blitzen really does.
Yeah. The end, yeah. The end's quite high as well.
Yeah. Let's do it then. Blitzen. Yeah.
It's lovely. It feels like we're all pulling in the same direction.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. For the first time.
Question number 4. All good Christmas roasts have pigs in blankets, which consists of a sausage wrapped in bacon. There is another version called Devils on Horseback, which is date wrapped in bacon. I'd now like to know what oysters wrapped in bacon is called.
Oysters in bacon. You ever had one?
No, I've never had anything like this. I would love to try it. Pigs in blankets. Okay, we could maybe work out if there's an association with the thing that's being wrapped in bacon. So oysters, a sausage is a pig.
Yeah.
But a date is being a devil.
Date being a devil doesn't
on horse, that doesn't really make sense, does it?
Devil on horse.
So an oyster wrapped in bacon.
Dare we open it up to the Greg in the room?
Okay, let's see what Greg thinks. Greg?
I liked your idea of pearls.
Pearls.
Oh, that's pearls.
Nice. Pearl necklace.
Could be pearl necklace, maybe.
Do we think pearls. Pearl necklace?
I think it'll be summing in something, won't it? Or on
pearls
something.
Pearls in pork. Pearls in. That's tough. Pearls in.
Pearls in saturated fat.
West End pearls.
Pearls.
California pearls.
Pearls in. Yeah.
Pearls on film.
Pearls on film.
It's actually pearls on film.
It's got nothing to do with it.
Pearl on
I will have the pearls on film. Thank you. You're giving me 3.
2 pearls, 1 cup. I don't know.
You're gonna finish that. You're gonna finish that pearls on film. You're cutting down. You're not eating meat this Christmas. Why not? Why not eat meat this Christmas? Okay. So. Pearl.
Mermaids.
Mermaids, nice.
Just
like
thinking
a,
of.
Yeah, mermaids.
Mermaids.
Mermaids
on.
Doubt.
Mermaids in.
Mermaids Doubt. Some Mermaids Doubt. Can I get a pint of Mermaids Doubt? Oh, that's a lovely bitter.
Hello, Wembley. We are Mermaids Doubt.
Spotify playlist. This is Mermaids Doubt.
First up, it's Devil on Horseback.
I went on
Mermaids. Should we go
Mermaids? Mermaids Doubt Spotify Radio. No, up a bit of first one up with pearls on film. Okay, let's have a
oysters and bacon.
It's so frustrating because I feel like we were having a good bloody stab at this round.
Yeah.
And this one just feels a little bit like it's out of reach because we just don't know it.
Pearls in shells? I don't know.
Well, that is just an oyster, isn't it?
Yeah.
we're losing the bacon element there. It does sound delicious.
Pearls in... Oh, it can't be another bedspread item, can it? It can't be pearls in duvets.
Could be.
If that
pearls in duvets,
the marketing
I'm imagining pearls in duvets sort of waking for their big TV break. Just lost out to bananas in pyjamas. Oh no. We really thought we'd
nailed it. To be fair, it's honoured to be considered.
It doesn't feel like there's anything to cling on to it, does it?
No,
there's no correlation of like...
It's 1996. Let's just go with...
Unless he's just gone for a bit of a trick question, he's just being a bit of a Christmas dick, and he's going, it's just called oysters wrapped in bacon.
Do you know what?
It's not a thing.
That actually feels like the
best. I'm very happy to go with that.
Should we just go oysters wrapped in bacon?
Really good idea.
Yeah, trick question.
Oysters wrapped in bacon. And finally, a Christmas cracker joke. Okay, we've got a professional comedian with us.
Hey, come now.
Gosh, I didn't realise I was so submissive. I will, sir. I'm going to give you this is Dean speaking. I'm just reading Dean's. I'm not giving anyone anything. I'm going to give you the setup again, Dean. I'm going to give you the setup to a joke, and you have to figure out the punchline. One night, a Viking named Rudolph the Red was looking out the window when he said, "There will be heavy showers coming soon." His wife asked, "How do you know?" What's the punchline? One more time for you. One night, a Viking named Rudolph the Red was looking out the window when he said, "There will be heavy showers coming soon." His wife asked, "How do you know?" What's the punchline?
It is... I don't know the first word, but it's "I knows reindeer," because it's his wife.
Really nice.
"Knows reindeer," because he's left out Rudolph the Red, so it's "knows reindeer." It'll be "nose reindeer." Maybe it's just "nose reindeer."
A Viking... Can you explain it to me, mate? Sorry, I'm just very confused.
One night, a Viking named Rudolph the Red is looking out his window. He goes, "It's going to be heavy showers coming soon." Mm. She goes, "How do you know that?" He goes, "I knows reindeer."
Oh, wow.
"I knows reindeer."
I think that's...
That sort of works.
I think that's stunning.
"I knows reindeer." Is it "I," though?
"How do you know?" "I knows reindeer."
"I knows reindeer." Well, we were.
"How do you know?" "My wife."
"My wife, yeah."
That could be another one as well. Why don't we put both down and we'll cross out when we really come to it.
We've got a professional comedian with us. What would you like to do? It's nice. That's very good. We actually...
Don't have a cow, man? It could be that, couldn't it?
We had a summer barbecue, me and Greg, when we lived together many years ago, and it was all of Greg's friends from this course he was doing, and a lot of them were international, and we said, like, right, guys, I don't know why, it was like a talent show. We said we did a talent show, just sort of forced them into doing something, and this American girl was like, I'm going to do Borat impressions.
Oh, no.
So we just sort of semi-circled in the garden around this girl. And I was like, there'll be a twist. There'll be a layer. But we just watched her go, "So this is my first one. It's nice." And I'm number two. "My wife." And number three. And that was it. And we just sort of went, oh, brilliant.
Like an LA talent scout at the back of the room taking off his sunglasses. Yeah. "Who is that kid?"
"This kid's a star." No other layers. I'm just going to say the lines from the film. Do quotes from the film. It's...
brilliant.
Yeah. Okay.
I knows reindeer is great, yeah.
Is it? Are we sure we
but
got,
then is there something which sounds a little bit...
I just wonder if there might be something else.
One extra line word in there which doesn't quite... "I knows reindeer."
I think it's instead of I. I think
Rudolph the Red knows. Because he says Rudolph. Actually, he's called Rudolph the Red. Rudolph the Red knows reindeer.
What's the Viking element? The Viking element.
Horns. Boats.
I was thinking horns. It's a Viking
element. My nose, dear.
Rain, my liege, unto thee. I think just Rudolph the Red knows reindeer.
Rudolph.
I think he talks to it. He's talking
about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's why he's called Rudolph the Red. You're so good.
I think you should go with I-Nosed Reindeer makes no sense.
So that is just, the Viking element is just in there so that he can be called Rudolph the Red?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I-Nosed Reindeer.
I-Nosed Reindeer.
Of course.
I-Nosed Reindeer.
It's got to be that. It's got to be that boy.
Rudolph the Red.
Why is he a Viking?
There's a clue with the question.
Arno's reindeer.
Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, beautiful.
Don't call me dear, you chauvinist pig.
Should we do the answers?
Yes, let's do them. Okay, here we go. I'm going to hide the answers from you. So that we can get bits and pieces of suspense.
Okay, yeah.
Question number one. The highest selling Christmas toy in the UK in 1996. And I'm annoyed because I was bought this.
No way.
Yeah. This is really frustrating.
No. It's not to do with Harry Potter, is it?
It's not to do with Harry Potter because it had not been written yet. But I don't know. It might have been. I really regretted that immediately. It is... Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, man alive.
I had a Buzz Lightyear as well.
Oh, because Toy Story came out that time. I had a Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Toy Story's first film I saw in cinema as well.
Good Lord.
I loved it.
I led us down a path there.
Yeah. It's Tracy's Tracy.
You know what? Exactly the same. First film I saw in cinema, I know I had a Buzz.
Really? I bet yours was Toy Story 2 though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the age difference. Question number two. Toy Day is the annual Christmas-themed event in which game? It's Animal Crossing.
Oh, boys.
This is a bloodbath. It's a Christmas bloodbath.
We've never had a 0 out of 5.
There's still time.
We'll be all right.
The reindeer in Scrabble with the most points would be Blitzen.
Okay, very all right. Well, we're off the mark.
Well done.
All good Christmas roasts have pig blankets. Yes, fine. Oysters wrapped in bacon. Angels of horseback.
How has anyone meant to know that?
Yeah, there's no clue there. Angels, I guess, is something Christmassy, isn't it? And people love horses.
They really
do. That is a bit of either you know it or you don't.
Yeah.
It is.
Like,
And of course, number five, it's actually I-Nosed Reindeer.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not. It's because Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's very nice. The nice thing about the iPad is that we can all see the questions. The less nice thing is that the guests can see the bit that says, interview segment, Ed Jones.
In block capitals as well.
Yeah, that's a lot. Interview segment. That's a lot. When you're not quizzing,
yeah,
you're doing comedy all the time.
Hey, there or thereabouts, yeah.
When did comedy start for you?
I was doing live stuff before any online business.
Yeah, so me and the
Crybaby Boys is our trio. We did our first live show in 2019. So before,
how did you know the Crybabies?
So we went to uni together. We went to Norwich, UEA, the city that never does anything. and we met, fell in love, did comedy together. And now it's still just about doing it. Like,
did you have you must have had other jobs before comedy?
I was a marketing assistant for a notepad company for a little while, so I would write the copy for different stationery items.
This is like
that's a cool job.
Yeah. Yeah. You live in 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, that was kind of, there was a bit of that. I also did design greetings cards for a little while.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You didn't do the ones with the you know, in every greetings card shop when it's the naked ladies. Or like the naked pensioner ones.
Oh yeah,
and they got them in junk covered.
No, no,
you pervert.
I told you, I'm a Christmas pervert.
Do you know the Christmas cards? The general greetings cards I hate. Black and white, and it'll be sort of like a woman taking a tray out of an oven, being like, "Sandra realised dinner would be late." Or it'll be, I guess, like a. Do you know what I mean?
I knows, reindeer.
Or there'll be a black and white guy, like a guy in a bowler hat, being like. At this moment, Derek realised that the time was 5 o'clock. Do you know what I mean?
It's bawdy business. It's like he's struggling with an umbrella. It's like, well, Derek knows a thing or two about how to get it up.
Yeah. Not even that. I hate them. I hate them so much. But the ones that you were designing were pretty fun and pithy.
I don't think mine ever made it to print. I remember very brief. This company that I was working with were just like...
You're wasting a lot of money on this
guy. The company I was working with were like, we just want to make stuff and flog it. We want to make tat. and get it out of the warehouse. So there was a time where they were like, yeah, we'll do Christmas cards. We'll do birthday cards. And that was my job very briefly, was like trying to come up with funny things. And I mean, it's quite soul destroying when you're doing it day in, day out. But like, can I string another cock and balls joke?
That's where a lot of comedians start out.
It must be absolutely agonising.
Yeah, I mean, and you realise like how shallow the well is. Like, there's nothing left here. We are just scratching at cobalt underneath it. There's nothing that we can dig out anymore.
Why are birthday cards to dads just fucking horrific?
This is what
you fucking old cunt. Like, that's all they are. Yeah. So it's like, you fucking old bastard. Another year gone, another year closer to death, you fucking irrelevant piece of shit.
But we did, because we did a radio episode about this. I mean, Cry Babies, we've got a radio series out. It's on BBC Sounds. Yes, go listen to it. But one of the episodes is based on, like, it's a parody of Misery, but the person that gets captured is the guy who writes bawdy greetings cards. And the person who captures him is like his biggest fan. So he's got all like thousands and thousands of these droopy testicle birthday cards. but the father's one, I love the Father's Day ones, are so funny. It was just like, obviously, men know nothing about their fathers in general. So it's just like, you can have a racing car or you can have a real ale pint. Yeah. It's like, those are the two things, or gardening equipment. It's like, which one of the three things do you think your father roughly falls into?
Yeah.
So brutal as well. It's so brutal as well.
Speaking of Radio 4, you've got All or Nothingham.
So that's one of the episodes in our little series. Yeah, so it's called Cry Babies Present is the name of the series.
Oh, I see.
All or Nothingham is like our version of like Cool Runnings, Dodgeball, your classic sports movie thing. So like the series itself is just one-off parodies of movie genres, but we make them super stupid and super... Oh, I think they're funny. Okay.
All right. Amazing.
Do you prefer doing stuff with Cry Babies, the online stuff, or being an actor?
I mean, tell you what, people are so nice to you when you go on to set. I think they just, for some reason, when they first started doing film and TV, someone must have been an absolute asshole, and everyone was like, okay, from now on, we just need to be the
really
nicest
nice.
Possible person to any actor who comes on. So really, you're just getting mollycoddled the whole time.
It's insane.
And someone just like, can I get you a tea? Can I get you some biscuits? Would you like to lie down? And that is a lovely feeling, but you can see why people go absolutely mad.
It's so funny you said that, because me and Jake worked on something. We'd not done, I mean, I certainly haven't done anything like it before. Just a couple of days of filming on just a set. Mm. Totally new to me. And we had the exact same conversation, what you've just said there, of... You can see why people who've like been in it their whole life turn into absolute wankers.
Yeah, if you start young and you're doing it for like 30, 40 years.
We've got to talk about the online sketches as well, because you're top of the game, really.
Like. Yeah.
And we're one of the first as well. There's a few who, like, I've been doing it for about 3 years now, but when I started, there was a few you just look up to, and it was like yourself, Dirk and Ski, Alistair Green, Josh Pugh.
Mm.
But I put all that
sweet.
In the same ilk of like, and I think what's incredible about it is being funnier than a lot of TV shows with a big budget are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With just a front-facing camera
that
and a blank background.
That white wall has become a bit of a USP.
It's
incredible.
Do you paint it regularly?
Well, I moved house, and I was like, well, I need a white wall.
You need a white wall.
And now my white wall has the worst lighting in it, so my videos now look quite bad. But it's that's very... What a lovely thing to say, dude.
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant.
But I feel like...
Sounds like Jimmy Carr,
yeah. It's really... Thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you, motherfucker.
Dude, that is a really lovely thing to say, motherfucker.
Looking to the producer, can we get him out?
Get him a beer.
He's a
get,
bit much.
Get him a beer, will you? Yeah. Don't embarrass him.
It's my podcast now, you can.
You gotta go, dude.
Ed Jones, what will people be seeing you doing in the very near future?
Tell you what, if we're talking plug city here.
Yeah, big time.
I'd say get on the Cry Babies train, because we'll be doing some... We got a new show that we're doing next year that I think will be really fun, and it's like a haunted house, spooky, like A Silly Woman in Black. That's what we're going for. Mm. So go follow us. We'll be doing Work in Progresses up until August next year. But then, you know, apart from that, just come follow me. Do you know what I mean? That's where I'll tell you about stuff.
Where can people follow you and subsequently follow Cry Babies?
If you want to follow me, Ed Jones UK, the worst handle in the world.
It's great. It's great. It's very, very good.
And if you want to follow the babes, we're Cry Babies Comedy.
Should Should we do the final round of Dean's quiz and should we get a Christmas 5 out of 5?
Come on, let's get a Christmas 5 out of 5.
Come on, we got to do it.
So round 3 is TV, music, film and Christmas riddle.
I wonder what the fifth question will be. I think it's going to be a Christmas riddle, goddammit.
Question 1.
Christmas riddle.
Question 1. What will be on BBC One at 3 p.m. on Christmas Day?
Let's all say it together. You said it before me. That's fine. That's fine. We're at that stage.
Let's all say it. So all actually do what you want to do. I'm actually easy with what you want to. Shall we just write? Yeah. Okay.
Question 2.
Are we gonna, should we say it together? 3, 2, 1.
King's Speech.
Really nice. God,
question 2.
God
when it comes to giving your pet a Christmas themed name, no one does it quite like the Simpsons. Santa's little helper is the dog, but what is the common name given to their cats over the years?
Snowball.
Snowball 1 and 2.
This is it. This is when it happens, guys.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
What is it? Snowball.
Everything.
Snowball 1 and 2.
Snowball and then brackets 1 and 2. I think they might have had a 3, I don't know.
Yeah. Question 3. According to Genius.com, after going through all the UK Christmas number ones, which song features the word Christmas the most?
Oi, oi, oi.
So it's got to be a UK Christmas number one.
Last Christmas has got a lot of Christmases in it, because that chorus is done a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year,
it's only once in the chorus,
it's only once in the chorus, yeah.
But they do repeat the chorus a lot. Other notable mentions, Slade.
Merry
Here
Xmas.
It is, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Wish it could be Christmas every day.
That says it a lot.
Yeah, because it repeats. Oh, I wish it. Yeah,
could
just
be Christmas every day.
Live Aid. Do they know it's Christmas?
But they save Christmas as the big, like, it's only once
Do
again,
they
isn't it?
Know it's
at the
Christmas
very end.
Time.
But then the refrain at the end. Feed the world.
Let them know it's Christmas time.
They do.
Oh, yeah,
they do that. They
just,
do that
yeah.
a lot.
Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time.
Yeah, the message of the song really got across.
Just that on repeat. Yeah, should we do it?
Yeah,
I think
okay.
that's a good shout. Just because of the repetition at the end. Question 4: Movie Cluedo. I'm going to give 3 clues to a movie death, and you have to figure out which movie that death occurred in.
Okay.
For example, if I said Alan Rickman, Death by Falling Off, a tall building in LA. Sorry, there's a gap there. If, no, for no, example, if I said Alan Rickman, Death by Falling Off, a tall building in LA on Christmas Eve, the answer would be Die Hard.
Actually, Die Hard, yeah. Yeah.
So, Idris Elba, Death by Spaceship Crash / Explosion on a faraway planet during the holiday season.
Idris Elba? Who on earth is Idris Elba? Idris Elba dying on a
died in space or on a different planet
in a slightly Christmassy
season.
Adjacent film.
I don't know this film at all.
Holiday season, yeah. So
Idris Elba in space.
Is he in like one of those modern Star Wars ones? Star Wars Episode 25. I don't know.
The Martian.
I think he's in that.
I'm offering up balls here, boys.
Aliens. Christmas Alien time.
Christmas Alien.
Alien 2.
Predator. Alien
versus
Predator.
Alien versus Predator.
Why not? I'm happy with Predator. That. Oh, that 5 out of 5 could just be slipping away, boys. But
Alien,
that's okay.
Alien versus Predator.
Question 5. This is the Christmas riddle we've been promised. This is it. Here we go. So, Christmas riddle. I could be a town Sweet. Or as small as a fish.
We'll fit here the rest of it.
Swindon. I could be a town or as small as a fish. The lilies I make are poisonous. Don't dish. I make half of snow in the element sense. I'm not made of water, but I am quite dense. The second half of my name, so small you can't see, but put us together, I can be found on a tree. What the fuck am I? So I could be a town or a
Christmas crass at the end there.
The lilies I make are poisonous. Don't dish. I make half of snow in the element sense.
Okay.
So
what's in the H2O, hydrogen.
Yeah.
I could be
a town
or small as a fish. The lilies I make are poisonous.
Don't dish.
I make half of snow in the element sense.
That's the bit that really...
I'm not made of water, but I am quite dense.
The second half of my legs is so small you can't see. It put us together, I can be found on a tree.
Lordy second Lord. Half of my name, so small you can't see.
So small you can't see.
An like, atom.
Yeah, can atom. Be.
The lilies I made. This is a Christmas riddle. Dish.
This is a Christmas riddle.
I'm not could made be. Of water, but I am quite dense.
Can I go for a wee while we think of this, and I'll sort of we can just yeah, go yeah, yeah, I might come back. You might have the answer. I might come back. I might have the answer.
I could make be a town half of snow in the element sweet. Sense. So what's in snow then? Ice is.
It's
water,
just H2O, isn't
oxygen.
It is just oxygen.
I make and half of just, snow in the element hydrogen. Sense. Hydrogen.
Thank right, Liam's gone to the loo, so it's the first time that anyone can see Greg. Greg, welcome to the pod.
Look at that, eh? It's very different this side of it.
It's very different. Any thoughts on this?
So I think to start it...
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you.
Merry Christmas.
You.
Good to be part of a Christmas quiz.
The Christmas riddle.
This is such a tough... This is like the riddle you give when you're sick of the kids at 3 p.m. Yeah. Like, just shut up. Here's a quiz. Like, doesn't actually have an answer. I think I could be a town as small as a fish. I'm thinking of like a type of fish that's also the name of a town.
Plankton.
Cod.
Or as small as a fish.
Small as a fish. The lilies I make are poisonous.
Don't dish.
Don't please.
For God's sake, don't
the
dish.
The lilies I make.
Goodness me. Don't dish.
As small as a fish. The lilies I make. Decoration. The like mistletoe.
Ooh.
Could be a town or as small as a fit. The lilies I make are poisonous.
Mistletoe.
I make half of snow. Oh. Mistle snow in the element sense.
Oh. Toe.
Oh, yeah.
Toe.
Oh, from the oxygen from the H2O. Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
It could be O.
I'm not made of water.
I make half of snow.
In my place.
I'm not made of water, but I am quite dense.
Oh. Greg, thank you for helping.
My name's so small you can't see.
Have a good Christmas, guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
I'm off home.
Who the fuck was that guy?
Oh, maybe.
Don't embarrass him. Don't embarrass
maybe
him.
Maybe it's the letter O.
I could be a town. As small as a fish. Down a tree. Decoration. Star. Tinsel. Tinsel town. Tinsel town. I could be a town. Tinsel town.
Tinsel
as small
town.
As a fish. Tinsel.
That really had a bit of momentum for a moment,
tinsel.
Didn't it?
I'm half of snow. Oh, tin. I'm half of snow, boys. Tin. Tin. The elemental sense. Not made of water. Tinsel.
Yeah.
But I'm quite dense.
I make half of snow in the elemental
sense. Second half
sense.
Of my name.
Tin.
Cell.
Tin.
So small
tin
you can't
snow.
See. A cell is very small, isn't it?
Half of snow, tin, is tin in snow? is tin in snow?
I mean, the second half of my name is so small you can't say. Cell feels significant to me.
Okay, tin.
But put
Star?
Us together, I can be found on a tree. Tin and cell. In cell.
Tinsel.
Involuntary celibacy. The biggest problems... of young men. Okay.
I think it's tinsel.
Tinsel feels... You find it on a tree. The fish thing, I don't know
tinsel
what
Tinsel town.
Means, but it could be a town. Tinsel town.
Small as a fish.
And the cell, boys, for me it's the cell. The second half of my name so small you can't see. Cells are everywhere. We can't see them.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do tinsel.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Shall I do the answers?
Yes, please.
Here we go. Could this be a Christmas 5 out of 5? I don't think so, because we've said Alien versus Predator. But so, 3 p.m. on Christmas Day is, of course, the King's Speech. So enjoy that tomorrow, everyone.
That's a lovely bit of broadcasting.
The cats in The Simpsons are Snowball.
Great.
Nice.
Great. We know where we are.
Well, this is a good one. The... Christmas number one, UK Christmas number one, it says the Christmas the most times. We say the Live Aid song, Do They Know It's Christmas, just because of the repetition at the end. It is Do They Know It's Christmas.
Come on,
guys.
Christmas high five.
I realise it's Band Aid. I've been saying Live Aid the whole time.
Have one?
Yeah, I'd love a high five with you, mate.
That's
thank you.
Ah, I'm sorry, let's get another one. Come on.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's really, that's weak, isn't it?
Idris Elba. It was
Alien vs Predator.
Prometheus.
Prometheus.
Although that's the prequel to Alien.
Hey.
Oh.
Half a point.
I think.
Give it to. No, we can't give it to us.
Oh, that's so.
Isn't that funny? We were along the right lines there. And then finally, the Christmas riddle. I won't read it again. But the answer is, we said tinsel. It is tinsel. So I could be. He's given the explanation. So I could Please. Be. Yeah, I could be a go. Town, Tinsel Town,
yep.
Or as small as a fish, Tinsel Fish. The lilies I make are poisonous.
You're getting lazy at this
Don't
point.
Don't dish.
Dude.
What's that?
Tinsel lilies. In the element sense, SN equals tin in the periodic table.
SN is tin.
I'm not
Very
made
good.
Of water, but I am quite dense. Dense metal.
Yep.
The second half of my name. So small you can't see cell. Well done, Ed.
Nice.
Hey,
thanks,
but
guys.
Put us together, tin cell. I can be found on a tree. Tinsel.
Tin cell.
Well done, Ed. Well done.
We were
well
so
done, Dean,
close
actually.
There. Thank
well
you, Dean.
Well done,
Thank
Dean.
You, Dean.
So that's a very Christmassy 9 out of 15. 9 out of 15.
9 out of 15. I'm sorry, boys.
It's a Christmassy score, that, isn't it?
So we're not asking as a listener of the podcast. Yeah. Ed, you'll be familiar with at the end of the quiz. We'd
yes.
like to review the quiz.
Yeah.
We've changed it all up a bit now. There's a change in format.
No,
there's a Christmas change in format. So it's going to be just out of 10, the quiz, just in general. We won't do the breakdown of... And you can give all your thoughts
yeah.
in that.
Dean, don't get me wrong here, but I'm going to say 6.5. Because for me, there were maybe... not. Hey, look, time for a bit of Christmas honesty.
Yeah.
But I think it's teetering into a 7. I felt there were some avenues that we got in that we couldn't have ever got ourselves out of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do agree, maybe more so than usual, there's a few avenues that like you just know or you don't. My personal score, not the way we normally do, give an opinion on the score.
Maybe we should.
I would like to. I'd like to give him an 8 on this.
Yeah. I'll go 7.5.
So we even out to like 7.1.
Thank you, Dean. And he does his quiz every Wednesday at the Mucky Duck in Brighton.
Yes.
Quiz face.
Our next live show, he's very likely to be there.
Is it?
Hey, terrific.
Well, I just think he was at the last one. So
oh, fair enough.
Attendance so far.
And then another little format point we thought of, which we might try and debut now, officially, is Quizzer of the Quiz. A bit like Player of the Match. Quizzer of the Quiz.
Yeah. I think we all say it at the same time.
Yeah. It might be Greg at this point. Should we all count down and say who we think? Quiz? 3, 2, 1. Ed.
I am going to say me. Yeah. I've got to be honest with the level of performance. I really think I brought my A game today. Like, obviously, conditions tough, but I'm really, really pleased with the way we performed. And obviously, we're looking to get 5 out of 5 in one of the rounds, but it couldn't be done. But look, we're going to go again next Christmas quiz. We'll see how we get on. A nice one. Thanks so much, mate. Cheers. Cheers. Mate. Thank you, brother.
Great performance.
Good selection.
Nice one. Ed Jones, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on the podcast. A real Christmas treat for all of us. Dean, thank you very much for your quiz. Liam, Ed, if you'd just like to step out of this. This is just me to Liam. Merry Christmas, Liam.
Mate, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. I really love the intensity of saying Merry Christmas and the person's first name in front. Merry Christmas, Ed.
Merry Christmas, Jake.
Merry Christmas, Liam.
Merry Christmas, Ed.
Merry Christmas, Liam.
Merry Christmas, Sam.
Christmas. Merry Christmas,
Jake. Well, Merry Christmas to Liam.
Sorry,
that was.
Merry Christmas, Greg.
Merry Christmas, Ed.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Greg. Greg. I was trying to figure out who we. We've lost the thread.
If you want to stop listening to the episode now, great. If you don't, we're going to do this for every person that's ever listened to the podcast in alphabetical order. Merry Christmas,
Adam.
Adam. Merry Christmas. Amber. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, of course.
Merry Christmas.
I wanted to say that.